The Justice Department has a new focus on controlling illegal weapons exports. Although these cases have always been around, globalization and the growing terrorism threat make them a priority. The Justice Department recently appointed a coordinator to oversee all these cases. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Hollywood typically portrays arms dealers as nefarious criminal masterminds, spies worthy of facing off against James Bond, like the character Tan Sun Moon in the movie Die Another Day.
Our new tank buster. Depleted uranium cells. Naturally.
Naturally.
In fact, now, brace yourself, James Bond movies do not present a realistic picture of arms exporters.
Typical exporter is just someone that's trying to make money.
That's Steve Pellick, the Justice Department's recently appointed National Export Control Coordinator.
It is oftentimes the smaller individuals that are pressured by economic forces, oftentimes are trying to make the extra buck. Because obviously, if someone is willing to purchase a good illegally, they're going to pay a premium. That's just economic common sense.
Every few weeks, the Justice Department puts out an indictment against someone who worked at a software company or a manufacturing firm. They're typically accused of selling parts or software to foreign countries. Sometimes the Justice Department knows who's buying the material. Often, they don't. Ken Weinstein is head of the department's National Security Division. He's the guy who decided to make this a priority.
They're stealing our trade secrets, stealing our technology that we've developed. They undermine our security because the technology and the know-how that they acquire can get in the hands of our enemies, rogue states, terrorists. And they are an espionage threat. They're a counterintelligence threat.
Weinstein's not the first person to reach that conclusion. Last year, the Government Accountability Office published a report that basically said export control is important. Some countries have set up whole agencies just devoted to getting American technologies illegally. The GAO said these cases are complicated. They involve a bunch of different departments within the government. And the report said smuggling is becoming easier than ever now that everyone has camera phones and Blackberries. Sharon Squassoni studies arms control at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
It's globalization. It is the amount of information that's available on the internet with very little effort, and the fact that there continues to be demand.
It's no secret that Al-Qaeda would love to get a nuclear weapon, but there are also foreign governments that have only recently become threats.
20 years ago, you would not have considered that a country like Malaysia would be capable of manufacturing components to the specifications that you would need for, centrifuge components. It's possible now.
The report from the Government Accountability Office recommended that someone coordinate the effort to fight arms exports, which the Justice Department did by creating Steve Pellick's job. Here's the plot twist worthy of Hollywood. The man who taught Pellick to prosecute arms cases, his mentor for many years at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, is now his adversary. Pellick's mentor is named Eric Dubalier, and today he's a defense lawyer who represents people and companies accused of arms export violations. Dubalier is afraid that the Justice Department will feel like it has to justify this push by bringing more criminal prosecutions, even if they're weak cases.
So that means every case that comes through, there's going to be an increased pressure to file a criminal case as opposed to settling the case in some administrative or civil way.
But he says if this push gives prosecutors more training in how to handle weapons smuggling cases, that's good for everyone.
From the perspective of a defense attorney, it's just as important to us, on behalf of our clients, to make sure we're dealing with prosecutors who understand the law, understand the regulations, understand the complexity of these cases, and don't necessarily take a simple approach.
The Justice Department has done such training sessions. At one of them last spring, Dubalier was one of the teachers. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.